Shadow Chancellor meets local traders. The Shadow Chancellor of the Exchequer has spoken to some Calderdale business owners and asked what help they need coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. Labour's Annalise Dodds spoke to a range of Hebden Bridge businesses about their experiences during the pandemic, which began just after the town had suffered serious flooding. As well as broader national policy, she said local communities should have a role to play through their local council, shaping how town centres build their future. At a roundtable session, Calderdale councillor Josh Fenton-Glynn, Labour, Calderdale, said from the double whammy of flooding last February and the start of the pandemic in March, different businesses had different experiences. Hayley Tansey of the White Lion Pub and Crown Fisheries outlined challenges faced by hospitality businesses, including staffing and product ordering, along Prime Minister Boris Johnson's roadmap out of lockdown. She said it was crucial confidence was quickly brought back to the high street, bringing in visitors who tended to spend all day in the town, benefiting all kinds of businesses. Chris Booth of the Grilled Cheese Booth said the business had started when the pandemic forced a change of career when losing work, but there had been a lack of support to do what the government was saying people should do, finding alternative employment. Hebden Bridge Postmaster Sutnam Singh said the post office was facing huge business challenges and felt consistency of support was needed. He had not received grant support during the pandemic when applying to Calderdale Council, whereas some in other areas had. Java Beresjeem, who runs an online business and spoke about obstacles Brexit had brought her, raised the issue of business rates being too high and with online services not having to pay these. Miss Dodds said it was a concern. Totally Local's Simon Waldron spoke about the need for shops to have an online as well as a physical presence, how it had helped businesses sell through the pandemic and the need for training.